At Ben and Kelly Show is a way you can get a hold of us here on 99.7 DJX. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, DMs open. Sometimes we dive into the DMs just to see, you know, what you have to say. And sometimes it's an issue that you need help with.
Yeah. And so that's the deal with Travis. He said, hey, Ben and Kelly, got an issue. I'd love some advice on. My roommate's girlfriend has been hanging out at our apartment a lot.
Mm.
They spend 6 nights a week here. And she's here when my roommate isn't around, but I am.
Oh.
And also when neither of us are around.
Oh.
When we renewed our lease, I told them I'd be willing to add her onto the lease as a paying roommate, but she declined and kept her own apartment.
Okay.
So I had a talk with my roommate and expressed my concerns. My roommate was very sympathetic, but essentially nothing has changed.
Okay.
Except now she spends only 5 nights a week here.
Ah, well, so something has changed.
Uh-huh. Now, I like the girlfriend as a person, but sure. I do feel constrained in my own apartment as I often find myself retreating to my room to give them space or just to simply avoid awkwardness when she's around and my roommate is not.
Oh, gotcha.
Plus, you know, the not paying rent but essentially living here thing just still irks me. Am I being childish or are these concerns legitimate? And if so, how do I approach my roommate again about it?
Couple things. One, I feel like this may have actually been me and my wife when we first started dating. Like, she was hanging out at my place a lot and she had her own apartment, but she was never there. And she continued to pay rent on an apartment that she was never there and didn't really pay rent for the apartment that I lived in.
Did you ever consider like having her like move in and be like a paying roommate?
No, I never did. And that was not okay. Something that even my roommate at the time, he didn't verbalize to me if that was a concern of his or even a problem that he had. But yeah. You know, I mean, he ended up moving out and leaving anyways. And so I was just stuck with the apartment for several months on my own as it was. But, you know, I would be curious to know if she ate their food or if she like contributed, maybe not money for rent, but in other ways, like
right,
bought food for them or had food in the refrigerator, because I know that Elizabeth had done that before and like would bring stuff over and leave it in the fridge for everyone. And so it was like, all right, so, you know,
that kind of greased the wheels a little bit.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, there's some contribution there.
Yes. Well, and so did she hang out like at your place when you weren't there? And maybe, you know, the roommates.
No, I don't think that was ever the case. I don't think that was ever the case. So, yeah, I don't know. I like Kelly, did you ever have any sort of roommates that were not non-paying?
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had a roommate and her boyfriend like stayed at our place all the time. Mm-hmm. He was not on the lease.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a super awkward situation. I like to tell a lot. Is when my parents were coming in to visit and I gave them at least 2 hours notice and they still came out in their underwear to say hello.
Oh, well, that's nice.
To my parents.
At least they put underwear on.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been in that awkward situation before. Couldn't wait to move out. And I think that's what happened. I ended up moving out.
So you, the way you solved it was, all right, you're peace out.
Yeah, I'm out. Right. Yeah. Right. Like I, you know, I didn't see a way that situation was going to change. So I just removed myself from that situation.
So he said that, well, it sounds like they already renewed the lease. All right. So I was going to say, so he's probably under, you know, some sort of contract to keep that lease or you know, to stay in that place.
And he's already approached this once.
Yep.
And then nothing changed.
All right. Hey,
so
I
just
guess,
kind of wondering, okay, if I bring this up again, what do I say?
All right. So let us know what you've done in this same situation, because I know that this isn't just Travis's problem. This has happened to other people. Kelly and I both have been on this in this issue on both sides of the equation.
Exactly.
The question.
Yeah, and I just
kind of
figured, all right, I think it's time for me to find another place to live.
Yeah, so 502-571-9970. Travis DM'd us. He's got an issue with his roommate's girlfriend living at their place basically 6 out of the 7 days a week. No rent being paid. In fact, he even brought it up to her and was like, hey, I could add your name to the lease. And she was like, nah, I'm good.
Nope, kind of like the current situation where I'm not paying and just hanging out all the time.
Right. So he's like, am I being childish or are these concerns legitimate? How do I approach my roommate again about this? John texted and said, my test is if she has a key, she pays rent. Okay. Got another message from a listener said, I consider it a matter of protecting yourself from your landlord. Depending on, you know, your situation, your landlord could decide to evict you on the basis of the extra person. So.
Oh, that's a really good one. Pin it on the landlord.
Yeah.
Just you know what? It's not my rules. Landlord's rules.
I was going to say. Right, right. You know, especially if the landlord like pops by to, you know, fix things or whatever, they could see that someone else is living there and be like, yeah, you guys are gone. And then got this message from Tom who said, funny story. Lived with a friend who was dating a girl that he went to high school with, spent most of his time with her to the point where the rest of us would just joke that he didn't actually live in our apartment. He would give her his keys from time to time. Usually for small things, like if they were meeting at our place, she would be there earlier, or if, you know, they were leaving early in the morning, he would give her keys so she could lock up when she left. For the most part, we didn't mind. But there were a few instances where we were like, dude, you maybe shouldn't do that. Like one time, he had given her his keys, and she was in the apartment by herself, and while she was there, they got into an argument. And when he arrived back at the apartment, she wouldn't let him in.
Uh-oh.
It was in the middle of the day and the rest of us were occupied with class and stuff. He ended up locked out of his own apartment for about an hour before one of our other roommates came home. And the whole giving away his keys stopped pretty quickly after that.
I would say that would tend to change a situation, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. I like the approach of saying throwing the landlord under the bus.
Oh, exactly. Especially since you have already expressed your own feelings about it.
Yeah.
And nothing changed.
Yeah.
So now it's time to amp it up a notch by involving the landlord.
Yeah.
Whether or not the landlord actually knows about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So either, you know, compromise and say, all right, not 6 days, not 5 days. If she's here 2, maybe 3 days, okay.
Well, yeah. And why can't he stay over at her place? If she's got an apartment.
Right.
Like, split the time a little bit more
evenly.
Right,
exactly, exactly. And then blame it on the landlord. So, all right. Well, Travis, good luck with that, all right, buddy?
I like it.